Tuesday, July the 23rd, 205th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon, Humboldt County Supervisor out of the 5th, Ryan Sundberg. Hey, guy.
Still here, my friend.
Yeah, yeah, aren't we both? Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's a plus or a minus anymore.
Yeah, I've been told that I'm like a booger you can't shake. You got a picture of that?
Is that from your kid?
Yeah. It's amazing what nine-year-olds can come
up. Yeah, well, okay, it was either Sophie or Rex.
Sophie or Rex. Yeah, we get kind of the same thing.
Yeah. This afternoon we'll talk a little bit about This afternoon we'll talk a little bit about some of the polling that the county has been doing about the political a measure, I guess, would be the simplest way, coming up in the fall, but also about some of the job performance that the
supervisors. I think it's a revenue measure, not political measure.
Oh, sure, you betcha. Okay. Semantics when we come back.
Music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. 1790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:13. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. But before we do, let's see if we can find a cool quote here. Robert Ingersoll. No, that's way too long. You know what? Hand me the blue book up there.
All right. The quotable
one. Yeah. It's this one's kind of by by category. So we can do this a little bit easier. Here we go. Since we're kind of talking in the political arena. Fiction is like a spider web. He got his attention now. Attached ever so slightly, perhaps, but still attached to life at all four corners.
Mm.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that one.
Virginia Woolf.
Virginia Woolf. I have no idea who she is, but she's
the
smart.
Play, Virginia, Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf?
Nope.
Really?
No, I don't get out much. From McKinleyville, Ryan.
Well, that is true. It'll be hitting town in a decade or two then.
I went to McKinleyville High School, Humboldt State.
Richard Burton,
give me some slack.
Elizabeth Taylor.
Okay, yeah.
Okay,
yeah. I've heard of
that. That made it through. Okay, yeah. Well, that was one of their big ones. So.
Okay.
Someday down the road, when you guys have got a little extra time, you can shake yourself free. That might be somewhere to.
I'll Google it and Netflix it.
Oh gosh. Oh boy. When the county considers doing or supporting anything that's a significant or of significance, the typical knee-jerk approach is, okay, let's have a whole bunch of meetings. Let's get out there in the districts. Let's find out what people want. Let's take the temperature. Let's give them a little information. Let's kumbaya. And then we'll come back together and have some more public hearings here in the supervisors' chambers. And boil it down, and then we'll find an ad hoc committee that we want to appoint, and they'll do the work, and they'll give us a report, and then they'll present it to us, and we'll figure out at that point if we're in favor of this or not.
2 years later,
yeah,
we come to a decision. No,
obviously that's not the most effective way to do anything. You guys also have got other tools that perhaps the community isn't that aware of that are used also to help determine whether or not something makes sense or not.
Yeah, so this revenue measure that has been in the news lately.
Do we have a name for it yet? Sam? Bob?
No, there's, it's measure, is it R?
You're asking me, I don't know.
That's a good question.
Okay.
I should know that, probably.
Well, if it's been assigned.
It may not have a letter yet, but for some reason R is stuck in my head, but my name starts with R, so it is early. So
yeah,
this
is going to be a hard-hitting show all day long.
It's going to be a long hour. So this measure was on the same track as the one you previously described, because we were thinking probably 2016, because it has to be on even years when you do these. However, as we finished our budget, and I had a few meetings out in the district. I had a town hall meeting in Orrick. I had a town hall meeting in Orleans, Trinidad town hall meeting. And I started the McKinleyville Municipal Advisory Committee, which is a group of seven people who take the pulse of the community and get back to me and, you know, give the board direction. The Willow Creek area, Sheriff Downey and I went out there, and there was some, you know, issues with 24-hour coverage and neighborhood impacts of marijuana grows. And, you know, kind of the way that I operate is I see a problem, and okay, if it's a big enough problem and I hear it from enough people, I'm trying to figure out a way to fix it. So that's the marijuana issue. You know, we just passed that recently, and it's going next. We didn't pass it. We decided what we were going to do with it, and we're bringing it back on our agenda with all the changes that we made and the Planning Commission's recommendation. We changed it a little bit from there, and hopefully that'll take care of that neighborhood impact marijuana issue. And there were some people there that were more of the louder voices, E.B. Dugan being one of them, that's been at every meeting almost, and he even was happy with the changes that we had made and the Planning Commission did. So that was one of the problems I heard out there. And then this, you know, the coverage. Right now there's a sheriff. The sheriff's office has, at nighttime, they've got three cars on with two sheriff's officers each in them, one for the southern part, one for the greater Eureka area, and one for all of north of, say, the middle of Arcata. So if you have shots fired in Willow Creek, that sheriff's officer is probably going to be where the 18,000-plus people in McKinleyville are. He's got to rip over the hill, you know, and then someone, the Eureka guy, probably is going to backfill, and they all kind of shift. Well, if you have two incidences, there's a problem, and people know that, and it's scary, you know. So we decided that, hey, this needs to happen this year, not next year, not in 2016. So that's how we went into basically hyperspeed, especially for government. And I give our CAO, Phil Smith Haynes, a lot of credit. They got on the ball. We got a firm hired that is extremely reputable, has a very good track record. I'm familiar with them because they did the polling in McKinleyville, the MCSD poll, and Measure 1. So we'll finish that up when we get back.
It's 3:19.
Nearly half a century in the news business should count for something. I'm Dave Silverbrand, and that's how long I've been watching the world go by. Now it's time to put it in perspective. Join me each weekday for a look at local news and views and what they mean to you from my perspective. Dave's Take 2 on KWSW three times each day during the 8, noon, and 5 o'clock hours. Or read them on our website, kwsw980.com.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times 324. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, before the break, you were talking a little bit about the
process,
setup,
yeah,
for this measure.
Revenue measure.
Whatever letter happens to be.
Essential Services Revenue Measure.
Essential Services Revenue Measure. Okay, I can make an acronym out of that somehow.
Yeah.
We'll work on that. And rather than just putting it out there, of trying to find out what the temperature is. And I think that's really a challenge this year, because the county has got the county, but then the two of the cities, one has a new one, one's trying to extend. And then you got a number of school districts that are looking either from a modicum to a major commitment, all coming down in the same
And Blue Lake is looking at a utility users to fund their public safety portion also.
So you got a whole bunch of stuff that would be easy to say everybody wants in my pocket,
mm-hmm.
and vote all in one direction or another.
Yeah, so what we decided to do was pay for a polling firm. Because, I mean, I think that I have a pretty good pulse on the community, and you hear things in, you know, the coffee shops and the grocery store and, you know, friends and family, and I've got a pretty large network of people on Facebook, and, you know, I'm on the Fieldbrook community forum they have on Facebook that does public safety and then also other issues, and so I try and keep a pretty good pulse on it, and at every single place that I went, public safety was what people talked about, and having...
I wonder if there's a community that doesn't.
Well,
I mean, it seems like that's...
You didn't
roads
hear
and
it.
Cops. Those yeah. are the universal, high priority, number one and two, and then everything else falls in
and
place.
And I agree with you there, and in 2010, it was jobs and public safety and quality of life, but there wasn't a sense of urgency and fear like there is now. And so that's the difference that I felt, was people are actually getting scared. And then also
look at the homicide count over the last 4 years. I mean, there's reasons.
Yeah, yeah. And then the response time to get there, they know that someone's coming. You know, if you're in Willow Creek, you know they're coming from over the hill. It's going to take, you know,
you'll be in Shasta County.
It's going to be 30 minutes, 35 minutes to get over there, and a lot can happen. And, you know, it's just, it's not safe. And everybody knows it, and it's not the sheriff's fault because he doesn't have the money to fill the frozen positions. So we need to fix this problem for him, and as a community, you know, I thought that the community was ready to say, okay, if we know where this money is going to go, then we will pay for this.
So and was that echoed in the findings?
Yeah, for sure. That's we asked two different questions because we didn't know whether the community would want a sales tax or a utility user's tax, where they would tax your PG&E bill, phone, cable, that kind of thing. And there's a margin of error on here that was, I think, between 6% and 7%. So the utility user's tax was above 50% because you need 50% plus one if it's not a specific tax.
But if really? So utility tax, even though you could earmark it, still is just a majority of voters?
Yes. You can earmark it or not. And so we were not earmarking it.
Oh, I thought if it was specific, it kicked it up to the 66.
It does. But the way that we have our measure written, it's public safety and essential services, which is a wide enough thing that, you know.
You could say general funding to accomplish the same thing.
Except nobody,
broad enough.
Yeah, except nobody would vote for it because.
I'm not talking the marketing side. I'm talking about the legal application part of it.
So we have, you know, our county council, and there's a consultant that we hired that's also an attorney to make sure that the language is legal, but let people know this is what this is for. And I mean, there is some level of trust that people have to have from the supervisor saying, you know, this, we know what this is for. This is for public safety. And in my opinion, the sheriff's department is going to be first in line because that's what I'm hearing from my district. Every budget meeting I've gone to for the last 3 years, people have been very, very clear what their priorities are. And if this measure passes, that is going to be my priority because I'm hearing it from the people in my district and, you know, I'm their representative.
So
there's also other people that, you know, need to be thought of and that can be part of this, that's public safety, and, you know, that's the probation department. You know, they watch the people after they get out. The DA's office, you need someone to prosecute the people. And then there's the fire departments that are going to be, you know, part of this as well. And it was a little, I don't know if Mr. Woods meant to come off the way he did, but I'm hopefully he's supportive. He said, you know, that they may not be, but I don't know if that's what he really meant or not.
Okay, we're going to get to the numbers. I mean, I think we all kind of get the gist of it, so to speak. Numbers, when we come back. KINS News and Information Times, 3:30.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's. St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Oh, the things that happen during commercial breaks just make this show worth listening for.
Mm-hmm. Need a little camera in here or something.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. All of a sudden, none of the fun would happen during the commercial breaks.
We'd both have to put pants on.
Yeah. So with a polling that was done for the tax/revenue enhancement measure that's going to be on the fall ballot that we don't know what it's going to be called yet, what'd they say? Yeah, you talked mm-hmm. about utility tax as one option. You talked about sales tax as another option. Was there a significant difference between the two?
So there was an interesting thing that happened also was while we were getting ready to research this, and since we did it in a short time frame, we found out from the Board of Equalization that on a sales tax, we cannot do the unincorporated area only. That was our original thought, was we were just going to do a sales tax.
Stay away from
tax.
The cities. Yeah.
Yeah, we thought we could raise $3.6 million with a 0.75 cent sales tax on the unincorporated area only.
The county couldn't do it, but cities can.
Yeah, it's in state law, I guess.
Oh, really?
And there's actually a bill moving through right now to change that. The legislature's working on that. So we found out that it had to be the whole county for a sales tax. So we actually found out before we did the polling, which was great because we got to tailor the questioning towards it being the whole county or not. And we actually found out that these things went way down when you just did the unincorporated area only. So people, it's kind of counterintuitive to what I would think, but people thought it was not fair to just tax the unincorporated area only, even though they think it's fair just to tax the cities. I don't know how that works, but that's what the point came out.
Oh, you know what it is. It's greed, bud.
Yeah. So when it all said and done, a utility user's tax, we can do the unincorporated area only, right? And that one was even worse than the sales tax when you said just the unincorporated area only. But with the whole county, say the whole county tax, with the sales tax, 63% said yes, that they would be in favor of that. The utility user's tax was 58%. So the sales tax one was well above the margin of error, and the utility tax was within the margin of error. So it was, you know, we definitely saw that it'd be a countywide sales tax is what would work the best. We asked a question about, does the county need more funds? And 78% of the people polled said yes.
So the message is getting out that it's not fat times at the county.
Yeah, yeah. And then
you guys ask a question saying anything about the state? Because I wonder how different that would be. Should the state provide more funds to the counties without shifting program responsibilities?
I don't remember if that was asked in this poll, but I think most people realize that the state takes our money and they do unfunded mandates and
unfriendly things.
Yeah, and if we had control over our whole budget, we wouldn't have a budget problem. But we have, you know, state mandates and there's...
Is it that simple?
Funneled.
If you had the dollars from the state.
If we had
without restrictions,
$5 million,
and you just boom, that was it, and you could spend it as you wished, having to hit certain levels of service. Okay, so mm-hmm. you're not having to do the dance. You just it's an outcome based, not a process based. How
yes.
different would that financial picture look?
There's a very, very deep conversation there, but my answer is yes. I think we could. I think there would be some unhappy people, and you know. But I believe that without the state interfering with every little thing and making you have different layers of management and siloing funding to where you can only spend it on this, it makes you more inefficient. And I think that the county could do a much better job with making sure,
and the constituencies would still receive.
Yeah, you could still protect vulnerable people and do a good job at it. And,
okay,
and then you would also be able to more reflect what the community priorities are, instead of
the state would have to give up power.
Do
yeah,
but they're not going to do that.
No. I just have always had that suspicion that there's enough money. It's just the gamesmanship that happens at the state capitol that makes things more challenging than what they really need to be.
So some of the other questions I've heard lately is like, how was the poll done and all that? And they did 400, they polled 400 people, and it was a pretty lengthy poll. I think the average time it took to take the poll was about 25 minutes, which
really?
I thought was like insane. I said, you'd never get me to be on a poll for 25 minutes.
That's always the question I have, too.
Hang up on somebody.
It's not did you use cell phones or unlisted numbers and that cross matrix in there? It's who's got the time and the willingness to spend that kind of time. Is it a true cross-section of the population, or is it those folks that don't have any friends, don't have anything else to do, think that they're going to have some undue influence as being one of 1,000 responders?
I know people who got the poll, and they're people that are a cross-section of this community, in my mind anyways, and people that I didn't think would sit on the phone that long. But it's, I guess, when people are interested in something and they know it's going to have a direct impact on the community,
passion for the project.
I mean, if you were doing a federal poll, you probably wouldn't stay on it that long. But this is
5 minutes,
it was
buddy.
A local
yeah,
a local thing that people did. And
so who was their favorite supervisor?
Who do you think? No, I don't know. We did ask, though, what they thought about the Board of Supervisors. And there was something interesting that came up, and the question was, I'm going to read you a list of a few organizations that are active in public life in Humboldt County. Please tell me if you approve or disapprove of the job they are doing. In the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office, 74% approve of the job they're doing.
That's got to be about best case scenario, I would imagine.
It's pretty good, yeah. That's
particularly following the brouhaha after Father Freed's death.
Yeah, well,
I mean, that was still only 6 months ago, and all those questions and stuff to hit three quarters.
Yeah, the Humboldt County government overall, 68%, and the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors, 62%. So the polling firm and the consultant that we used said these were off the chart numbers for, they're not off the chart, but these were high numbers for what they've seen.
He was pleased for you.
Yeah, they said, you guys are obviously doing a good job up there. And the Board of Supervisors number was interesting because it was 62%, and that's really, really close to what I won by. So
this is your survey. You're going to share this one with Virginia?
She has access to this.
So now we've taken out Rex and Virginia. We'll see what we can do when we come back. KINS News and Information Time is 4:43.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 4:46. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Ryan Sundberg. Ryan, the poll information, in addition to saying sales tax was the way to go, the state board saying, okay, you can't discriminate in this one area and this area. And I suppose that makes sense because the sheriffs do cross jurisdictional lines, and there's services if that's the one that's
the cities, so they use the jail, they use probation, they use the DA's office.
There's a lot of that blend.
A lot of services that the county provides that everybody uses.
And if the approval numbers were happy, was there anything that was concerning out of this thing that kind of got your attention and said, we have to make that allowance with this particular measure, or we have to consider this or consider that when doing other things? Because you know, I would imagine there's enough information in here that could keep you busy for a couple of years.
Yeah, what was very clear was that people will vote on this if they know where the money is going. So we added two things in at the recommendation of the consultant that we had. One was we have a five-year sunset. So we have to prove to people, and these have to these votes have to happen on even years. So it's actually, by the time this starts being talked again, it'll be about 3.5 years or so when this starts getting talked about. So we've got 3.5 years to prove to the public that the Humboldt County Board of Supervisors has done what they said they were going to do. And, you know, even though it's a general tax, that public safety is improved. We've done what we said we're going to do. And we'll either renew it or no, you didn't do a good enough job and we're not going to renew it. The other thing we did is we added in that there's going to be a committee made up by the Board of Supervisors that's going to do recommendations for this money. And that way...
So a separate pool of funds.
Separate...
Or fund of pool.
So this money will be separated out, right? It'll be separated out, and then this committee will recommend to the board... This is where we want, this is what we're hearing from the community. This is where we want the money spent. And that's just one more layer of
almost accountability.
Yeah, accountability that we're, you know, that we're going to do what we say we're going to do. And I hope people in my district, you know, trust that I hear them and they have my commitment. So we're going to improve public safety if this passes.
The advisory comes through. Here's the application or the suggested recommendations. You guys can either go thumbs up, thumbs down, or you can say, and start moving the money around how you wish after the advisory committee has done their work.
It's an advisory committee, right? So we can move things around, of course, but that's going to be very public. You know, and if they're saying we need these three positions and here's why, and the board says, nah.
I know better than the sheriff.
It's going to be in the paper. Yeah. And I would expect to be held accountable to that. And I'm going to take, I know for myself, I'm going to take it very serious. And if this all works out, that I believe that we could make a massive difference in Humboldt County.
What's the dollar amount?
Somewhere right around, if we did a half of a cent is for the whole county, and that comes out to be somewhere right around $6 million.
And that's enough to shore things up?
I believe so. It doesn't fix every problem, but I think we can make a huge dent. People will notice.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah, we'll see what the fallout is on this one. Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone you love. See you tomorrow.